May the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly joining you for this daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. As we enter into this brief time together this afternoon, let us first consider how today, Wednesday, is dedicated towards venerating St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the protector and patron of the Universal Church, patron saint of a blessed and happy and peaceful death, the one who, throughout 2,000 years, countless numbers of Catholic Christians have turned to for protection and guidance, for his intercession and perseverance, and also provision in times of need. I invite you to consider learning more about the beautiful life of good Saint Joseph by obtaining a copy of a new and recently released book entitled Consecration to Saint Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father by Father Donald Calloway. Father Calloway, a member of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, offers us so many beautiful and powerful insights into the life of Saint Joseph, into the power of his intercessory prayer, and into the opportunity that is extended to each and every single one of us to be able to draw close to Saint Joseph and to see him as our guide, as our guardian, as our protector and provider. Father Calloway shares in his book, The Consecration of Saint Joseph, some beautiful insights, not the least of which is how through the Blessed Virgin Mary, we come to know of, about, and come to enter into the love of Saint Joseph. He so perfectly highlights that in the early centuries of the Church, the evangelist would hand on through the Gospels and through the lived tradition a healthy sense of appreciation and veneration of good Saint Joseph. And this goes back primarily to their own experience of the Lord and of the Blessed Virgin Mary, of the witness, of the words that they would have shared. So every week on Wednesday, we, the Church, remember Saint Joseph. Wednesday falls perfectly between Sunday, the day of the Lord's resurrection, and Saturday, a day set aside for veneration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Right there in the middle of the week, today, the Church invites us, we her children, to consider the life of good Saint Joseph, to remember with fondness and appreciation, and maybe even a certain indebtedness to Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the memories that she shared with St. Luke and St. Matthew. It's in the Gospel of St. Luke and in the Gospel of St. Matthew that we really learn what is to be taught and made our own in the Scriptures about good St. Joseph. St. Matthew and St. Luke both would have learned about St. Joseph through what Our Lady would have shared and what our Lord Jesus Christ himself would have offered as well. We learn so much about how St. Joseph persevered through moments of doubt, how he allowed his faith to carry him when all of the facts seemed to be going against him. Everything seemed to challenge his love and his knowledge, and yet his faith and his openness to the message of God communicated by an angel while he was sleeping in a dream was able to really take root in his heart, take root in his soul, and make him a man of faith, a man of hope, a man of love, indeed an individual who was able to persevere. Our Lady opened up the eyes of the early Church to the role of Saint Joseph, to the man who is Saint Joseph, and to the powerful intercession Saint Joseph offered to her and the Christ child. It's beautiful to consider how certain saints, many saints, especially the mystics, have all offered to us through their writings and through their prayers, insights into the powerful life of Saint Joseph. Saint Teresa of Avila even said one time that if you struggle in your relationship with Saint Joseph, wait for something very important, very powerful, very big. Wait for something very heavy to come along and then entrust that to the powerful prayers of Saint Joseph and then leave it with him. Allow him to act. Allow him to love. Allow him to instruct in a way that only he can. Perhaps silently and quietly, but nevertheless very effective. We live in a world where oftentimes we are grasping for straws. We're grasping for a reason to go on. We're grasping for hope. We're trying to justify our faith in a world that seems to find it so easy to just not believe in anything at all. And yet here we have before us the beautiful example of good Saint Joseph, a man who loved, a man who was faithful, a man who worked, a man who wanted to provide for his wife and for his child, a man who early on came to understand that things would not be as the world defines something to be normal, but they would be as God the Father permitted. Let us consider for a brief moment how Saint Joseph was chosen by God the Father to be the Father on earth for God the Son, Jesus. Saint Joseph is the one who would have taught the Christ child how to pray as a boy, as a man, how to take to heart sacred scripture, how to love and honor his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, how to have concern and compassion for the widow, for the orphan, for the poor, for the sick, for the ill, for those who are cast out. In fact, it's a beautiful sentiment to understand that the divine charity that is expressed by Jesus, God in the flesh, is so beautifully wedded to the compassionate humanity. How did the compassionate humanity we find, we experience, we hear, we ourselves encounter in Jesus, how did that develop and grow if not through the Christ child watching Saint Joseph, by watching Saint Joseph and thus learn how to be a compassionate man, a compassionate human, to have that heart that was grounded in reality and yet very attentive to the needs of one's neighbor. The beautiful life of Saint Joseph, while it was very brief and in the way it's expressed in the Gospels, has an incredible and long-lasting impact on the church. We view Saint Joseph as the powerful patron and protector of the universal church. And in these times where the church is striving to remain faithful and yet is struggling in so many areas of the world, today is a good day for us to seek out the intercession of Saint Joseph. How about our own lives? Where are those areas of weakness? Where are those areas where we need to grow, when we need to mature in the faith? We need to be a bit more serious about studying sacred scripture, reading the Holy Bible, setting aside some time for prayer. Who can we go to merely ask for their prayers so that we can be a better, more faithful disciple? We can go to Saint Joseph. From whom do we learn about Saint Joseph? The Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the one who would have shared her memories of her spouse. She's the one who would have shared the experience of how Joseph learned about the unfolding events in reality through his dreams. She's the one that would have shared how he would have gently woken her up while keeping the Christ child asleep and letting her know they had to flee in the middle of the night for Egypt. He's the one who would have made sure that they had food and protection. He's the one that would have made sure that everything was okay. Saint Joseph's task didn't stop 2,000 years ago. Saint Joseph is still eager and very willing to make sure that the Holy Family, that is the Church, is still protected and provided for. You are a part of the Holy Family. You are a member of the Church. And as a member of the Church, you are a part of the family of God. And Saint Joseph, as the foster father of Jesus, is our foster father as well. And he wants to make sure that our needs are provided for, our wants are addressed, our soul is nourished. He wants to make sure that we know who God is and how best to find him. On this Wednesday, a day set aside every week to honor good Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have this beautiful opportunity to just ponder the significance, the role, the importance Saint Joseph has in the life of Jesus, the role that Saint Joseph has in the life of the Church, the role that Saint Joseph has in your household, in your home, in your own life. In this daily message of hope brought to you by St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I, Father Stosh Daly, encourage you to please turn towards good St. Joseph, seek out his intercession. Ask him to be present in your life. Entrust to him your cares and your concerns, anything that worries you or is perhaps a burden. Bring St. Joseph into your life. Ask him to teach you how to respond to the Christ child. Ask him to teach you how to care for the Blessed Virgin Mary as your mother. Ask him to intercede on your behalf that you may appreciate and take full stock of the fact and the truth that you are a member of the Holy Family. You are a member of the Church, a disciple of Jesus. You are a part of the family of God. Joseph, our protector, our guide, watch out for us, defend us, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, intercede on our behalf. Pray that we may be with you and Our Lady and the Christ Child, the Holy Family, forever and ever in heaven. Amen.
A reading from the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Know this, my dear brothers, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of a man does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filth and evil excess, and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls.